I welcome you to this episode of Above the Clouds, where we will hear about a very specific quality of bhakti or devotional service. It's about a prayer of Prito Maharaj. I wish now to engage in the service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to serve him just like the goddess of fortune who carries a lotus flower in her hand, because his lordship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. But I'm afraid that the goddess of fortune and I would quarrel, because both of us would be attentively engaged in the same service. So Maharaj Prito is afraid that Lakshmi might think, this Prito takes my service away. Lakshmi is an ideal wife because she takes care of the Lord in every detail. She takes care of his lotus feet. She cooks nice foods for him. She fans him when he eats. Sometimes she puts sandalwood pulp on his face to cool him. He sets up his bedding and the sitting places of the Lord. So in this, but here Prito Maharaj is thinking, I would like to serve the Lord in the same way. Will Mother Lakshmi not become disturbed with me and start quarreling with me because I'm an ordinary living entity? Will I not be oisted? Will I not be rejected and chased away? Then he remembers that Krishna is very much inclined to the poor and always magnifies even insignificant services unto him. In the 11th canto, the Lord opens his heart to Uddhava and tells him how he likes a simple devotee even more than Lord Brahma, Shiva and Sankarshan. He says, my dear Uddhava, neither Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Sankarshan, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, nor indeed my own self, are as dear to me as you are. When the Lord says that a devotee here in this world is even dearer to him than these high personalities, including Lord Sankarshan, who's his elder brother Balaram and the goddess of fortune, what is really in his mind? Jiva Goswami gives an answer to this. He says, these great personalities are perfected souls. They don't need to struggle. They don't need to make a special effort. For them, bhakti is just so natural. They don't even have to think and make a choice whether or not they will perform devotional services for the Lord. They are made of bhakti. Bhakti is in their heart. But the people of this world, they have to make a choice and they have to sometimes struggle. See, Lord Shiva always gives great pleasure to Lord Krishna by constantly meditating about him. Lord Balaram is the Lord's brother in Krishna Leela. The Lord's own self, he says, I like a devotee even more than my own self refers here to his deity form. They are perfect, but a devotee is struggling, is on the way to perfection. To help us understand why the Lord prefers a simple devotee over his eternally perfected associates, Srila Madhvacharya cites from the Vedic literature the example of a gentleman. The gentleman may sit with his own children and all of a sudden notice a poor beggar before his door. And overwhelmed with compassion, he may get up, neglect his children for some time, and give charity to that poor man. Similarly, the Lord gives preference to a helpless devotee who depends entirely and completely on his mercy. The only way to obtain the Lord's mercy is really through his causeless love. And the Lord is most lovingly inclined towards those devotees who are most dependent on him. A very amazing example of such a devotee is one of the queens of the great and very tolerant ruler of medieval India, Akbar the Great. One of his queens is named Taj Bibi. She was extraordinarily beautiful, and once she was on the way to Agra. Her goal was to go on a big pilgrimage to Mecca. So she passed through Mathura and then Vrindavan and heard the bell of Govinda. Almost amused, she asked the chief of the palanquin bearers, "What is the sound?" And this bearer, who was himself a Hindu, said a little bit to not raise her interest, "This is the bell of Chota Allah, the small Allah. It's one of the gods who's worshipped by these Hindus in the temple." So Taj Bibi's interest was arisen. She said, "I want to see him." And she ordered the palanquin bearer to bring her to this Govindaji temple. And when she came to the temple, she sat at the temple steps and started to sing a song. She was a very poetic lady. "If you are truly the Lord, please show yourself to me." And Krishna, seeing the sincerity in her voice, appeared before her with his cowherd boyfriends playing the flute. She was so enchanted by this darshan of the Lord that she wrote a letter to her husband and said, "Allow me to stay in Vrindavan. I will not come to your court any longer. I will not make any further pilgrimages. I want to stay with the Lord of Braj, Govindaji." And Akbar, being a very tolerant a person, being a very insightful spiritualist in some way, saw that there's only one Lord who manifests himself in various names and gave his queen Taj Bibi permission to become a servant of Govindaji. She sang many songs, but I would like to share with you her last song, which she sang directly in front of the Lord Naji, who was worshipped at that time in Jatipur on the Govardhan Hill. She sang, you know, she's just giving up her body. She's saying, I hear the beat of countless drums. They have started. Our Lord Shri Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, is playing holy. Yes, our in-laws are opposing us, but what can we do? I need to follow the Lord. And then she said, as she was giving up her body, oh, just see, the Lord of Touch is coming, dancing towards me. See, this was a person who was in a very different religious orientation. She was not known for her attraction to the Lord. She almost bemusingly, but with quite some sincerity was there, called out to the Lord, if you are the Lord, please show yourself. And Krishna, seeing the helplessness, the let us say conditioning, the covering, thought, let me give her my mercy and my darshan. This brings us to the last question for today. Who really can be attracted to the Lord? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the personality called Krishna attracts the three words. It is reality that attracts. But whom does Krishna attract? Then he gives an analogy. Just like a magnet attracts iron and not wood, Krishna attracts those who have a service mentality, a service attitude. He says, if we are not attracted by the lotus feet of Krishna, then we will definitely be attracted by Maya. Now, then he says, the only way for us conditioned souls is to hear more about Krishna, to discuss with others the glories of Krishna. In this way we will get rid of this false identity of ourselves as the enjoyer. We will lose our attraction to Maya, and at that time Krishna will really and naturally attract us. Let us follow the example of these devotees who just cultivate their attraction to Krishna by turning from wood into iron, by hearing about Krishna regularly, by discussing Krishna's topics regularly, by chanting lovingly his name, and by serving his devoted servants. Then we will also be able to respond to the attractive potency of Krishna. Thank you all very much, and see you for the next Above the Clouds.